So this is about recognizing signs of tension and signs of composure by tactical composure. Throughout the program, you'll be developing more insight or more awareness into the sorts of things that might create tension and the things that might reduce that tension and create a sense of composure. We use the word triggers simply as a word to describe situations, thoughts, even feelings that tend to grab our attention and may either consciously or unconsciously increase the nervous system activation, leading to signs of tension and perhaps affecting the way we think as well. Now, there are a range of different signs of tension, and they do overlap with signs of stress a little bit, even signs of anxiety or frustration. But we're using the word tension to include the physical sensations, the feelings, how the thoughts change, and any flow-on effects in the way that we act. So the Signs of Tension worksheet will allow you to run through and tick off, are any of these signs of tension present for you? Are they getting stronger? Or perhaps there may be a cluster of reactions or signs that you've noticed in the last couple of weeks. That'll then give you some insight in terms of how you're feeling. Also, with the signs of tension, you can think through, what are my most common signs of tension? When something is bothering me or something's on my mind, do I tend to feel my muscles tense up? Do I get a little headache? Do I feel the ache down in my lower back or in my neck? Does my concentration perhaps slide off to the side a bit? Am I a little bit impatient or snappy? Those sorts of things. But we won't go through the detail of that checklist right now. More importantly, through the program, as you practice the exercises and you get familiar with the tactics, you'll start noticing the difference between tension and composure. And composure, remember, we're using the words calm, so that calm and relaxed feeling, but also clear thinking and a sense of control. And that's about being conscious of what's going on for us, being clear. The composure zone is not too relaxed, it's not too stressed, it's in that zone where you feel calm enough to function well and clear enough to know how you're thinking. So certainly in that composure, signs of composure checklist, there will again be feeling signs, things in your thinking, and flow-on effects. So for example, a relaxed feeling in the body, the heart rate at a comfortable level, a feeling of calm, a feeling of a patience. With thinking, things like a sense of good concentration, a sense of being centered and present, maybe a sense of being well-paced and not rushed. And flow-on effects such as a feeling of composed body language and facial expressions. The ability to just observe without fixing things or jumping in. And the ability to be able to sit with uncomfortable situations as well. So by running through that worksheet and that checklist, you'll be able to identify the signs, some of the areas where you start to get to know yourself. However, on a more physical and more experimental level, by doing the tactics, you'll feel how your body feels in the moment. Not just the words we're using here, but how your feet feel, how your legs feel, how your back, your chest, your breathing, your face, your arms, how all of your body feels when you're more composed, and the sense in your mind of being clear and centered in the moment. And that only comes with practice. Those of you who have already practiced these sort of techniques will understand what I'm saying here. But the idea here is not to get too bogged down with a checklist, even though it's very helpful for gaining quick insight and awareness, is that we want you to be able to see this living out through the tactics as you go through the program. Because these signs of tension and signs of composure are also individual, we won't go through too much more detail now. However, you can ask your tactical composure coach or facilitator any questions relating to this checklist if you come back and re-examine this checklist down the track. Also, because our mind and body are always responding to demands in our life, to changes, to things that may come as a surprise to us, it's very normal and very human for these signs of tension to arise from time to time or to change, and also the signs of composure as well. The reason that we're presenting the signs of composure to you is for you to understand, to see, and to know what it feels like to be calm and composed, so that you can find that state and nurture that state in the heat of the moment and in your everyday life.